接下来请比洛伯牧师为我们证道。Now we will have message from Pastor Rob.
好，
Is that you or me? Oh, you get this. Alright, okay. Alright, can you hear me? Alright. Happy Good Friday, everybody.
弟兄姐妹，受难日平安。
I want to start by thanking, my translator, Steve. I have a tendency to change things up at the last minute. So, just give him a hand. 、join me in prayer, please.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we come before you on this most holy day.
天父，我们在这至圣的日子来到你的面前。
In remembrance and celebration of Jesus Christ our Lord.
来纪念我们的主耶稣基督。
And what he has done for us at the cross.
和他在十字架上为我们所做的。
I pray, Lord God, that the power of the cross would come and visit us tonight.
主耶稣，我祷告，那耶稣的力量来到我们的身上。
And that we would come to know and love Jesus more.
我们能够更认识主耶稣和更爱他。
I pray, Lord God, by the power of the cross, that we would be transformed more into His image.
主耶稣，我祷告，借着十字架的力量，我们能够更加像耶稣基督。
And I pray today, tonight, God, that we would come into Your presence.
主耶稣，我祷告，我们能够来到你的面前。
And bring glory to Your name.
给你荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
Alright, tonight what I'd like to do is, talk about a passage that was read tonight, that we went through that wonderful reading that our brothers and sisters did.
今晚我跟大家分享的一段经文是刚才、我们弟兄姐妹读的一段经文。
So please turn with me to Luke chapter 23, verse 33.
请跟我一起翻到路加福音23章23节。
Let's start with the first verse, 33.
我们从33节开始。
When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left.
到了一个地方名叫骷髅地，就在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在右边。
Now notice there are no gory details of the crucifixion.
这段经文没有一些血淋淋的细节。
It simply says, there they crucified him.
只是说在那里他们把耶稣钉在十字架上。
The question I want to look at tonight is why was Jesus crucified?
今天我要带大家思考的问题是为什么耶稣钉在十字架上，被钉在十字架上。
Why was Jesus condemned to die on the cross?
为什么耶稣基督被定罪要死在十字架上?
Why Jesus went to the cross?
为什么他要上十字架?
There are many answers to this question, but tonight I want to look at 5 points.
这个问题有很多的答案,今天我想提出五点。
In order that we may better understandwhy Jesus was crucified, and why we celebrate this day.
这样我们可以明白为什么耶稣他被钉十字架和我们为什么要庆祝今天这样一个节日。
At first glance, it seems rather strange that we would celebrate the death of the one we love the most.
乍一看起来觉得我们庆祝一个我们心爱的人的死亡的节日很奇怪。
So why is this day so important to Christians, and why do Christians celebrate the day when Jesus was crucified?
所以为什么这个节日对基督徒这么重要？为什么基督徒要庆祝这个节日呢？
The first reason that Jesus was condemned on the cross.
耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的第一个原因
is not in this passage directly, but is necessary in understanding the crucifixion.
这段经文并没有讲，但是却要了解这个却是很必要的。
This comes from Acts, the second book in Luke's writing. Luke wrote Acts and Luke. Volume 1 is Luke, Volume 2 is Acts.
这是从路加写的第二本书《使徒行传》里面。
So later on in the story, Luke writes this.
路加这样讲。
Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel.
希律和本以拉多外邦人和以色列民果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所受膏的圣主基督。
In this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. This is in regards to the crucifixion.
这里是讲他钉十字架的事情。
They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen.
他们这样做是要成就你手和你旨意所预定必有的事。
The first thing we need to get straight is Jesus wasn't captured against his will.
所以第一件事情我们要明白，耶稣不是背着他的意思被捉拿的。
The world didn't stop God's plan.
这个世界并没有阻止神的计划。
But rather it carried it out.
而是执行了神的计划。
This reminds me of the story of Joseph and his brothers.
这让我想到约瑟和他弟兄的故事。
If you remember the story, Israel's young family, his youngest brother, their youngest brother was Joseph.
如果我们知道创世纪里面那个故事，这个以色列他最年轻的一个儿子约瑟。
God told Joseph one day he would be raised up as a king and save his family.
他的这个神给约瑟一个异梦，告诉他有一天他会被举起成为王，而他的弟兄都要敬拜他。
As a result, his brothers wanted to kill him and sold him into slavery.
因为这个缘故，他的弟兄非常记恨他，想要杀害他，而要把他卖成奴隶。
But they couldn't stop God's plan.
但是他没有办法阻止神的计划。
God raised up Joseph from the dead, we might say.
神把约瑟可以说从死里把他举起来。
And raised him up to be ruler over Egypt.
而使他成为埃及的统治者。
When his brothers came and found out what had happened,
当他的弟兄来到埃及发现这件事之后，
they were afraid that Joseph would kill him.
他们很担心约瑟会杀他们。
But Joseph said, you meant it for evil, but God meant it for good.
但是约瑟说，你们虽然怀的是恶意，但是神却是怀的好意。
And that's the same with the crucifixion.
这跟这个耶稣被钉十字架也是一样。
The world meant it for evil.
这个世界所表现的是邪恶的。
But God meant it for good.
但是神是好意。
That's why I guess we call it Good Friday.
这也可能是我们可以说是为什么是一个好的礼拜五。
When it looks like evil is winning in your life.
当这些我们生活中的罪恶好像胜过我们的时候。
When it looks like evil is winning in the world.
当这个世界的罪恶好像得胜的时候。
It only looks that way.
他只是这样看上去。
God is in control of all things.
神是所有事物的掌管。
And God says he will work all things together for his good.
而神说他使万事效力。
The second reason that Jesus was condemned on the cross.
耶稣被钉十字架的第二个原因。
Is that God loves us with an incomprehensible love.
是神用一种不可测度的爱爱我们。
Perhaps the most famous verse in the Bible is John 3:16.
可能圣经最著名的经节是约翰福音三章十六节。
Where it said, God so loved the world.
这上面说神爱世人。
That he gave his one and only son.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And what gave means certainly includes, if not primarily means, the crucifixion.
这个给予的意思至少是代表着有着一个这个十字架的含义。
Because God loves you with an incomprehensible love.
因为神用一种不可测度的爱爱你。
The same love that he loves Jesus, he loves you.
他用爱他的儿子耶稣基督的爱，他也用这样的爱来爱你。
Jesus himself said that he was the good shepherd.
耶稣自己说他是个好牧人。
And that he would lay down his life for his sheep.
他为他的羊要舍命。
He said he would do this because he loves you.
他说他这样做因为他爱你。
This is perhaps illustrated nowhere better in the Bible than in these verses right here.
在这里面可能这些经节把神的心意最清楚的显明。
Read with me through verses 34 to 39.
让我们一起来读到从34节读到39节。
Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
当下耶稣说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不晓得。
And they divided up his clothes by casting lots.
兵丁就抓就分他的衣服。
The people stood watching and the rulers even sneered at him.
百姓站在那里观看官府也嗤笑他。
They said, he saved others, let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one.
说他救了别人他若是基督神所拣选的可以救自己吧。
The soldiers also came up and mocked him.
兵丁也戏弄他。送给他喝。
They offered him wine vinegar and said, if you are the king of the Jews, save yourself.
说你若是犹太人的王可以救自己吧。
There was a written notice above him which read, this is the king of the Jews.
在耶稣以上有一个牌子写着这是犹太人的王。
One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him, aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us.
那同定的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说你不是基督吗可以救自己和我们吧。
I want us to call attention particularly to verse 34.
我想大家特别来看34节。
I want you to imagine the scene of Jesus being crucified.
我想让大家想象他被钉十字架的那个情况。
As long spikes are piercing his skin and flesh.
当这个枪穿过他的肉打碎他的骨头的时候。
As the spikes are crushing his bones.
当他的骨头被打碎的时候。
What does Jesus do?
耶稣在做什么?
What does he spontaneously do from his heart?
他当下的反应从他心里面的反应是什么?
The first thing he does is call on his father.
他第一件事情就是向他的天父呼求。
The first thing Jesus does is pray.
他第一件事情是祷告。
What does he pray for?
他为什么祷告呢?
Does he pray for God to strike them dead?
他是祷告说天父你把他们都击杀了。
I may do that.
我可能会这样做。
Does he pray for God to give him the strength to endure this torture?
他是向神祷告说神啊你给我力量让我能够度过这个苦难吗?
No.
不是的。
First thing Jesus does is pray for others.
耶稣所做的第一件事情就是为他人祷告。
Amazingly, he prays for the very people who are torturing him.
多么奇妙啊他是为逼迫他的人在祷告。
Spontaneously, out of the core of Jesus' heart, he prays for the evil ones who are putting him to death.
从耶稣他的心里面他就为这些把他 送上死亡的人祷告。
This is divine love in action.
这是神圣的爱。
And look at the people to which he was praying for.
我们看看那些耶稣为他们祷告的人。
They continue to sneer at him. They continue to mock him. They continue to be cruel to him.
他们不停地在嗤笑耶稣。他们不停地在捉弄他。使他受苦。
But perfect love only responded with love.
但是呢完美的爱对这个样的回应还是爱。
And this brings us to the third reason why Jesus was condemned on the cross.
这让我们看到第三点耶稣为什么钉在十字架上。
To change us from the inside out.
是把我们从里面完全改变。
Remember there were two thieves on the cross that day.
我们知道在那一天有两个犯人被钉在十字架上。
both asked Jesus to save him.
两个人他们都叫耶稣来救他们。
In verse 39, the one thief says, save yourself and us.
第39节里面讲说先 救自己然后和救我们吧。
But Jesus only brought the one into heaven.
但耶稣只把一个带到乐园。
What's the difference?
这个区别在哪里呢?
One thief wanted to be saved from the consequences of his sins.
一个人想脱离他罪的后果。
But who doesn't want that?
但是谁不想呢?
Go to any prison today.
如果你去美国任何一个监狱。
I know a few people, talk to me.
我知道一些，我知道几个人。
If you go and ask them, do they want to be set free?
如果你去问他们说，你想得自由吗?
What will they say?
你想他们会说什么?
Of course.
当然了。
Who doesn't want to be set free from the consequences of your sin?
谁不想从自己的罪中得自由?
The question is, do you want to be saved from your sin itself?
但是这个关键的问题是，你想把自己从罪中把自己得释放吗?
Do you want to change?
你自己想改变吗?
The difference is, the second thief had a genuine change of heart.
这个所不同的是第二个犯人他有一个真正的心意的转变。
And he wanted to be delivered from his sin.
他想从他的罪中得释放。
Read with me from verse 39 on.
跟我从39节一起读。
One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him, aren't you the Christ, save yourself and us.
那同定的两个犯人有一个讥诮他说你不是基督吗?可以救自己和我们吧。
But the other criminal rebuked him, don't you fear God? He said, since you were under the same sentence.
那另一个就应声责备他说你既是一样受刑的还不怕神吗?
We are punished justly for what we are getting, what our deeds deserve.
我们是应该的因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
But this man has done nothing wrong.
但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
就说耶稣啊你德国降临的时候求你纪念我。
The second thief saw that he was a sinner.
第二个犯人看见他自己是个罪人。
He acknowledged that he was getting a just punishment for his sin.
他承认他自己所得的是因他应受的。
Which was death.
是死刑。
He doesn't ask Jesus to save him from those consequences.
他没有叫基督让他免去死刑。
He acknowledges that he's a sinner.
他承认自己是个罪人。
And that Jesus is the righteous one.
而耶稣就是那个公正的君王。
And he simply asked Jesus to remember him.
他只是叫耶稣纪念他。
The thief wanted to be with Jesus.
那个犯人他想和耶稣在一起。
He asked if he could come into his kingdom.
他问耶稣等他耶稣德国降临的时候可不可以和他在一起。
Matthew tells us that both thieves had previously been ridiculing Jesus.
这个马太福音也告诉我们这两个犯人在之前也都讥诮过耶稣。
Something happened to change this hardened criminal to fall in love with Jesus while he was on the cross.
但有些事情发生了使其中的一个犯人他爱上了耶稣。
What happened to change this man?
什么事情发生使这个人有这么大的转变呢?
I answer, it's divine love in action.
我的答案就是神圣的爱在行动。
If you go back to verse 34, when Jesus prayed for them to be forgiven,
如果我们回到34节,耶稣在那里祷告,求他们得赦免。
This is Jesus' love being poured out in prayer and now being answered.
这是耶稣的爱用祷告来放出来，而这个就是他祷告的一个结果。
Secondly, surely the man saw the love of Jesus as it came out for his enemies.
这个人，这个犯人，他也看到了，真实的看到了耶稣为他逼迫他的人祷告。
In the Gospel of John, the Pharisees send temple guards to go and arrest Jesus.
在约翰福音里面，法利赛人送一些兵丁去逮捕耶稣。
They come back without Jesus.
他们回来却没有抓到耶稣。
And they ask him, "Where's he at?"
他们就问说，耶稣在哪儿？
And they answer, "No one ever spoke the way this man does."
这些兵丁就说，没有人说话像耶稣这样有权柄。
There was something in Jesus that you recognized that was clearly different.
在耶稣里面，人一下子就看到有一些特别不一样的地方。
And nowhere else in all of history is this expressed most than when he was at the cross.
而在整个人类历史上，在耶稣在十字架上把这个表现得最完全。
This is divine love spilling over to evil.
这就是神圣的爱胜过罪恶。
And conquering it.
和他胜过罪恶。
And coming to that man's heart and saving his soul.
这个神圣的爱也到了这个人的心里面，救了他的灵魂。
The Bible defines love by the cross.
圣经用十字架来定义爱。
1 John 4:10 says this, "This is love, not that we have loved God, but that he have loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins."
约翰一书这样说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱。
This is the Bible's definition of what love is.
这是圣经中定义的爱。
It gives to the other.
是给另外一个。
Without any cause for thinking of yourself.
而不求回报，不想着自己。
Even when the other wants to destroy it.
即使是另外一方想要毁灭。
These people here aren't the only evil ones that Jesus came to save.
这些在场的人并不是唯一的罪人耶稣来拯救的。
Brothers and sisters, we all put Jesus on the cross.
弟兄姐妹们，我们也有份把耶稣送在十字架上。
When Jesus prayed for forgiveness, he was speaking of us too.
当耶稣祷告怜悯饶恕的时候，他也是指着我们说的。
And this brings us to the fourth reason why Jesus was condemned on the cross.
这也是让我们来到第四点，为什么耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Jesus was condemned on the cross in order to pay the penalty for our sins.
耶稣被钉在十字架上是因为为我们的罪受了惩罚。
That's what atoning sacrifice means.
那也是挽回祭的意思。
He paid the penalty for our sins.
他为我们的罪付了死刑的代价。
In order that we may be forgiven.
所以我们才会被赦免。
This is why Jesus could pray for forgiveness for us.
所以这是为什么耶稣可以为我们祷告得赦免的原因。
Because he knew he would pay justice's demands.
因为他知道他自己会付到这个神公正立法的要求。
This is very well illustrated in John's Gospel with the story of the adulterous woman.
这在这个约翰福音里面这个行淫的妇人这件事情比喻的这个描述的非常清楚。
Jesus had a reputation for being merciful.
耶稣有一个很好的名声，就是他非常的仁慈。
And the Pharisees caught a woman in adultery.
这个法利赛人呢抓到了一个正在行淫的妇人。
And the law of God in the Old Testament said she had to be stoned to death.
而按照旧约的律法来说呢，这个妇人呢必须用被石头砸死。
So they brought the woman to Jesus to try to trick him.
所以法利赛人把这个女人带到耶稣的面前，实际上是想要害耶稣。
What would Jesus do?
耶稣要怎么做呢？
If he was merciful and let her go, he would show himself to be a sinner against God's law.
如果他非常仁慈，把这个妇人这个放走呢，他就成为了一个不公正的犯法的一个罪人。
But if he held mercy to, or if he let her go,
但如果他把她放走，
I'm sorry, if he had mercy on her,
如果他对她有仁慈，
Then he would, I lost my train of thought. Then he would have broken the law. Did I say that? All right. So what does Jesus do?
那耶稣怎么做呢?
That's the most laugh I got all night. So Jesus is caught in a dilemma.
所以耶稣遇到一个难题。
He can't be merciful and let her go because of the law.
他不能只因着人死把他放走，却犯了律法。
And he can't condemn her because he taught that mercy triumphs over judgment.
但他也不直接就要定他的罪，因为他常常教导说这个怜悯胜过这个审判。
So what does he do?
所以他怎么做呢?
He says, "He who was without sin cast the first stone."
他说，如果当中没有罪的人可以扔第一块石头。
And since none of them were without sin, they all walk away one by one.
因为当中在座的没有没犯过罪的，所以他们都一个个的离开了。
Jesus is left standing with the woman alone.
所以最后只剩耶稣和这个妇人。
He could condemn her to death because he is without sin.
这个时候耶稣仍然可以定妇人的罪，因为耶稣自己是无罪的。
Jesus always did the will of the Father.
耶稣永远是 做他父天父的旨意。
And here he says,
在这里他说,
Neither do I condemn you.
我也不定你的罪。
Go and sin no more.
你去吧, 不要再犯罪了。
Now how could Jesus do that?
耶稣怎么可以这样做呢?
How could he let her go without condemning her if the law demands death?
他怎么可以把这个行淫的女人随便放走, 而相反的时候这个律法是要求要把她处死的呢?
Because as Jesus let her go,
因为当耶稣把她放走的时候,
he knew that he would die for her.
他知道他自己要为这个女人而死。
That Jesus Christ would stand in her place.
耶稣会站在他的位置上面,
and take her punishment.
而受到他要得的惩罚。
When he went to the cross and was crucified,
当他上十字架被钉死的时候,
it was there Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
耶稣在那里说, 我的父啊, 我的父, 你为什么离弃了我?
Jesus was forsaken by God, so you wouldn't have to be.
耶稣被天父离弃, 所以我们不必被天父离弃。
Surely this woman was changed by this encounter with Jesus' mercy.
这个妇人当然被耶稣的仁慈和这个事件所改变。
She experienced a love that no man had ever shown her.
她经历过一种爱是没有任何的男人给她的。And
brothers and sisters, this is the core of what salvation is.
弟兄姐妹，这就是救恩的核心。It's
not simply when you die you go to heaven.
而不只是你死了你会去天堂。How
good would heaven be if we all went there like this?
我们在去天堂有什么好处？如果我们都是像这个样子。
Jesus Christ came to change sinful, evil people.
耶稣来到这个地上来改变有罪的人。
Into the kind of perfect, loving being that he is.
成为像他那样完美的人。
And that is at the core of salvation.
这也是救恩的核心。
God became like us, like so we could become like him.
神 成为像我们这个样子，所以我们有机会成为像神那个样子。
But he does want to be with us. And this is the fifth reason why Jesus came to be condemned on the cross.
但是他也是非常愿意来到我们当中，这也是最后第五个原因，他为什么被钉在十字架上。
It was to reconcile us back to God.
就是让我们跟上帝和好。
To bring us home where we belong.
把我们带回家。 我们一开始属于的那个地方。
Finish up reading with me from verse 43 to 46.
因为我从43节一直读到46节。
So when, well, we'll start at verse 42.
从42节开始。
Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
就说耶稣啊, 你德国降临的时候, 求你纪念我。
And Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.
耶稣对他说, 我实在告诉你, 今日你要同我在乐园里了。
It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour.
那时约有五正，遍地都黑暗了，直到深初。
For the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
日头变黑了，殿里的幔子从当中裂为两半。
Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last.
耶稣大声喊着说，父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。说了这话，气就断了。
Okay, when Jesus said to the thief, Today, you will be with me in paradise.
当耶稣跟这一个犯人说，今日你就同我，与我同在乐园里了。
That applies to in a very real way to you and me today.
在这句话对我们今天也有很真实的意义。
That a person doesn't wait till they get to heaven to come into God's presence.
一个人并不是等到他死后要到天堂的时候才到神的面前。
That we are immediately reconciled back to God when we trust in Jesus Christ.
所以当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，我们马上就与神和好。
I want to call your attention to verse 45.
我想让大家特别看45节。
When Luke writes, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
路加说，殿里的幔子从当中裂为两半。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
In the Old Testament times, you had the temple and before that the tabernacle.
在旧约的时候我们有圣殿，在圣殿之前我们有会幕。
The temple was the solid building of the earlier tabernacle.
这个圣殿呢就是一个以前会幕的一个永久的场所。
And if you remember, when God set up the tabernacle, he dwelt in the middle of it.
当我们记得说当神这个建造这个会幕的时候，他就住在中间。
The Old Testament theme of all the covenants is "You will be my people, and I will be your God."
在旧约中的约的中心就是你是我的国民，我是你的上帝。
That God Himself dwelt in the middle of the nation of Israel. They all surrounded the tabernacle.
就是这个神他自己亲自住在会幕当中。而这个会幕的周围呢，就是以色列这个各个支派。
But all of Israel couldn't come into God's presence because of their sin.
但是所有的以色列并不能进到神的面前，因为他们的罪。
So God set up a sacrificial system.
所以这个神就设立了一个祭司的体系。
For example, once a year on the great day of atonement.
比如说每一年的时候，在赎罪日的时候。
The priest would gather animals and lay their hands on them.
这个祭司呢会把一些动物放在一起，手按在他这个动物的头上。
And they would confess the sins of the nations and their own sins.
他们这个祭司呢会承认他们以色列国家的这个罪和他们自己的罪。
The sins would be symbolically transferred onto the animal.
所以这些罪呢就象征性的因为按手的缘故呢转移到这些动物的身上。
The animal would then be sacrificed on the altar.
这些动物呢，然后就会被祭祀。
And they would go towards the tabernacle and sprinkle blood almost everywhere.
所以他们就会去这个圣殿里面呢，到处去撒这些血。
When they went into the first room, which was called the holy place,
当他们来到第一个屋子，就是所说的圣所。
They had to sprinkle a lot of blood.
他们就会要撒很多很多的血。
But then there was another curtain.
但是那里有另外一个帐幕，幔子。
And behind that was the Ark of the Covenant.
在那个幔子的后面，就是这个。
Once again, they spread a lot of blood.
约柜，他在那个时候，他们又要撒很多的血。
Then they could go behind the curtain.
所以接着呢，他们就可以穿过这个幔子。
And once a year to the great high priest.
一年中有一次，这个最大的祭司。
God Himself would dwell and show up in the ark on the top of the Ark of the Covenant.
神就会在约柜上面亲自的显现。
The priest could come into the presence of God.
这个大祭司可以能够来到神的面前。
Because of the blood that was shed previously.
因为刚才撒的那些动物的血。
This blood couldn't actually take away any sin.
这个血并不能把任何的罪拿走。
It was only symbolically that pointed to Jesus Christ.
而是象征性的指向耶稣基督。
When Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross,
当耶稣被钉死在十字架上的时候,
he took away the sins of the world.
他把世界的罪都带走。
And when it says here that the curtain of the temple was torn in two,
那这里面讲说这个圣殿的幔子被撕开了。
Matthew adds from top to bottom.
这个马太福音讲是从上到下。
Symbolizing that God himself ripped the curtain.
就象征着神自己把这个幔子撕开。
The opening to God was now opened up for all the world.
这个本来像这个祭司这个打开了，现在可以向全世界都打开了。
Christ paid for all the sins in the world once and for all.
耶稣基督一次就永远的。
No longer will an animal ever have to be sacrificed.
他耶稣基督一次永远的赎了世界上所有的罪，没有不用再用动物来赎罪了。
Jesus ripped open the gates of heaven.
耶稣把天堂的门撕开。
And now when someone turns to God through Jesus Christ.
所以现在有人他借着耶稣来转向神的时候，
The Bible says that they are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个圣经说他们有了重生，他们心里面有了圣灵。
That we are reconciled back to the God in the Spirit.
我们在灵里面跟神和好。
It's an amazing thing.
这是多么美妙的一件事情。
The conclusion here is that in love, God put Jesus on the cross to be condemned for our sins.
这个结论就是神因着爱的缘故把耶稣放在十字架上钉死为我们的罪。
So that all our sins would be wiped away.
所以我们所有的罪都会被洗净。
In order that we may be forgiven for our sins.
所以我们的罪就得赦免。
Be reconciled back to our God.
与神和好。
And start to become the kinds of beings we were originally created to be.
开始成为我们一开始被创造的时候成为的人。
Perfect love casts out fear.
完美的爱去除了。
And Jesus came in perfect love.
就完美的爱去除了。
In order to...
Sorry. Okay.
In order to bring us back home to our God.
所以耶稣这样做就是使我们可以把我们带回到神的面前。
Brothers and sisters, this was all confirmed on the resurrection.
弟兄姐妹，这个在耶稣复活的时候又得到了证实。
If Jesus stayed dead, all the stuff that he said would have been a lie.
如果耶稣他只是死了，他没有活过来，他所有所说的都是谎话。
But Jesus didn't stay dead.
但是耶稣并没有。
He rose again from the dead.
他从死亡里面复活。
And we celebrate Good Friday because of Resurrection Sunday.
我们庆祝这个受难日是因为有复活节。
Jesus is alive.
耶稣是活着的。
I want you to imagine this scene.
我让你想象这样一个画面。
Jesus left heaven with all the heavenly beings.
耶稣离开了天堂，有很多天上的各种各样的活物。
And the angels, they're not God. They don't know everything.
那个天使不是神，他们不是所有的都知道。
Paul tells us that God will teach the angels and all of creation about grace through the church.
这个保罗说，神是借着我们的教会来告诉天使他的恩典。
So, perhaps the scene went something like this.
可能有这样的一个画面。
Jesus leaves heaven.
耶稣离开了天堂。
He accomplishes his mission.
他完成了他的任务。
The gates of heaven is ripped open.
这个天堂的门被撕开了。
The cherubim, the seraphim, the archangels turn.
这个像基路伯、撒哈卢他们，这个还有这个天使他们都来了。
And Jesus comes back.
这个耶稣回来了。
Perhaps they were expecting an army of kings.
他们可能这些天使可能要想象着会有一群的国王跟着耶稣回来。
An army of noblemen.
会有一群的这个贵族跟着耶稣回来。
Perhaps they were expecting religious or pious men.
他们可能想象是那种特别敬虔的人。
Wealthy and educated people.
或者特别有钱、特别有知识的人。
People that the angels perhaps thought deserved to be in heaven.
可能这个天使觉得这些人他们才值得来到天堂。
But who does Jesus come back with first?
但是耶稣最先带谁回来呢?
He comes back with a bloody, naked thief.
他回来的时候带了一个浑身是血还是赤身裸体的一个犯人。
This is who Jesus Christ came to save.
这就是耶稣基督所要来救赎的。
Brothers and sisters, this is you and me.
弟兄姐妹，这就是你和我。
If we think we deserve heaven any more than that thief did,
如果我们觉得说我们比那个犯人更值得进天堂的话，
we have not yet understood the depths of our sin.
我们对我们自己的罪的严重程度并不知道。
John tells us that Jesus said before he died, it is finished.
约翰告诉我们耶稣在这个整件事情完成的时候说现在完成了。
There's nothing we can add to the finished work of Jesus Christ.
我们没有办法在耶稣已经完成的事上添加任何一点。
If you are here tonight and you have never come to Jesus empty of all other claims,
如果你今天你是第一次来到耶稣的面前的时候
of all other merit,
不管你有什么其他的优点
and with only a repentant heart,
但当你 只有带着一颗悔改的心
then friends, do not leave here tonight without crying out to Jesus.
所以如果你是这样的话朋友今天晚上你离开你如果没有向耶稣呼求的话你不要离开。
Do not leave here tonight without knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior, as your King, and as your God.
如果你今天晚上，如果你是这样的情况，不要离开，除非你知道耶稣是你的救主。
And if you are a follower of Jesus already,
如果你已经是耶稣的跟随者，
then remember what Jesus has done for you at the cross.
记住耶稣在十字架上为你所做的。
And let us rejoice this day together.
让我们一起欢喜快乐。
With the heavenly angels that we have such a gracious King.
和天上的天使一起来庆祝这个
经历。Live the life that we should have lived.
他过着一个我们应该活的日子。
And died the death that we should have died.
他死了一个我们应该像那个死的样子。
In order that we could be with him forever.
为了是我们可以跟他永远在一起。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we come before you tonight.
天父我们今天晚上来到你的面前
and we thank you and praise you,
我们感谢你颂赞你
that we have such a great and gracious king.
我们有这么一个伟大的君王
we thank you that you so loved us that you gave your one and only son.
我们感谢你你爱我们你把你的独生爱子赐给我们
that whoever shall believe on him shall never perish.
当相信他的人就不会灭亡
that have eternal life.
反得永生
Father, I pray for everyone here that they would be changed by the love of Jesus.
天父，我为每一个人祷告啊，求你来改变他们。
That we may love others and love you as we ought to.
让我们可以能够像你一样来爱别人。
We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name.
我们在耶稣里面来向你献上感恩。
Amen.
嗯。